Well, good afternoon, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to your Jefferson County Commissioners Court meeting for Monday, May 23rd, 2016. We'll begin our meeting today with an invocation led by Commissioner Alford, followed by the Pledge of Allegiance led by Commissioner Arnold. We'll begin our agenda with items under purchasing. Item A is consider and approve specifications for RFP for management of Ford Park Entertainment Complex in Jefferson County. Item B is consider and approve utilizing available capital project funds for the repair of the service center roof in the amount of $34,564.10. Item C is to consider and approve disposition of salvage property as authorized by local government code section 263.1523 for broken or obsolete items. We have a motion on those items under purchasing. Moved by Commissioner Weaver, seconded by Commissioner Sinegal. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under County Airport, we have one item, which is A, to consider and possibly grant approval for the Texas Raiders Gulf Coast Wing of the Commemorative Air Force to use ramp space at the Jack Brooks Regional Airport on Saturday, June 11, 2016 for a static display and rides to the public on a B-17 Flying Fortress bomber. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Sinegal, seconded by Commissioner Arnold. Any discussion?
Yes, sir.
Well, we do have an indemnity agreement that I've run past Kathleen, and they have an insurance that's going to name the county and the airport as additional insured.
All right. Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under item A, under county auditor, item A is consider and approve budget transfer for purchasing for additional costs for postage in the amount of $600. Item B is considered and approved applying for National Fish and Wildlife Foundation grant for funding salt biosiphons and authorized county auditor to submit applications through easygrants.nfwf.org. Item C is consider and approved budget transfer for the district clerk for additional costs for travel in the amount of $1,500. Item D is consider and approved budget transfer for district clerk for additional costs for jury appreciation week in the amount of $500. And item E is regular county bills, check number 402783 through 421017. Do I have a motion on those items under auditor? Moved by Commissioner Weaver. Second by Commissioner Alford.
Which one? Jury appreciation week? I don't know if it's something new or...
I know we had a resolution to say we appreciate people. I didn't know that. I always get a little concerned about using public funds for, I guess you could call it quasi-public purpose.
Part of that was for the coffee when the cafe was closed.
Any other discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? Under County Commissioners, we have item A, to consider and possibly approve, execute, receive, and file a contract between Jefferson County and Dr. A.P. Walk as medical director for Jefferson County. Item B is consider and possibly approve granting a 30-day extension for the Jefferson County Emergency Service District Number 3 to file its fiscal year 2014-15 annual audit report in accordance with Section 775.082 of the Texas Health and Safety Code. Item C is to grant the same extension to ESD Number 4. Item D is to consider and possibly approve and authorize the county judge to execute, receive, and file a GLO contract number 16-272-00-9786 for Community Development Block Grant Hurricane Rita Funding Disaster Recovery Program for construction of a portion of the clay berm and dune restoration. Do I have a motion on move then? Seconded, moved by Commissioner Alford, seconded by Commissioner Senegal. Discussion.
They actually have those done by an outside audit firm, those two ESD districts. I'm assuming they just need additional time to figure out what they're doing.
They think they're actually going to be ready in time, but when you're dependent on an outside auditor as opposed to internal auditing, you know, they're not certain. So they just wanted to do this out of an abundance of caution before their time ran. The other one on item D is the GLO contract. We were advised by the General Land Office that there was about $45,000 worth of leftover RITA funding, and they wanted to put it towards the beach, so we're very fortunate on that. Back under auditor on Mr. Swain applying for a National Fish and Wildlife Foundation grant, that's Mr. Rayo received a call from a Park and Wildlife representative last week that said that one of their projects for BP funding through National Fish and Wildlife Foundation was determined not to be a tenable project, and they wanted to put the second. They'd already applied for funding for the first siphon, and they were going to apply for both siphons, so that's great news, and we're extremely thankful to Texas Park and Wildlife Department for that. Okay, any other discussion under County Commissioner? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. Under Engineering, we have two items. Item A is to execute, receive, and file a utility permit to West Jefferson Municipal Water District for the distribution of potable water located in Precinct 3. And item B is considering possibly approve the minor plat of Martine Road subdivision showing the division of real property of a single owner. And that meets with engineering approval and is outside the city's extraterritorial jurisdiction, and that's located in Precinct 3. Do I have a motion on those items?
So moved.
Moved by Commissioner Senegal, seconded by Commissioner Weaver. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously. And via addendum, under County Clerk, we have one item. A is to consider and possibly approve an additional 90-day extended leave without pay for Denise Plummer, a deputy clerk of the county clerk's office. Do I have a motion on that item? Moved by Commissioner Arnold, seconded by Commissioner Alford. Any discussion? All in favor say aye.
Aye.
Any opposed? The ayes have it unanimously, and that completes our regular agenda. And if I'm understanding everything correctly, that there will we have a holiday next Monday, Memorial Day. We hope to celebrate those who died in service to our country. We will not have court next week. So if any emergencies arise this week that require court action, then let our offices know as quickly as possible. Anything any of you commissioners wish to bring to the attention of the public without our taking action? I know tomorrow is the final day for runoff voting, so if you haven't had an opportunity to exercise your right to vote, please take that opportunity tomorrow.
Judge, I've got something I'd like to recognize. One of our colleagues up here on the court bench, also congratulate him, Commissioner Alford, this past week in Galveston at the North and East County Judges and Commissioners Association meeting. representing or approximately 70-some-odd counties in the state, was nominated and elected as the incoming president for that organization taking office.
Immediately?
Okay, so I just wanted to congratulate him on that achievement.
And so we'll expect one of their meetings to be held here in Beaumont, huh, Commissioner?
Already scheduled.
Anything else? If not, then we are adjourned. Thank you very much.